Well, Pete Rose has little company with him. Banned from baseball for life for betting on the game. Jonte Porter has now joined Pete Rose.
Congratulations for being the biggest dumbass in sports.
Yep.
Like ever. I mean, when you actually dive into what Jonte Porter did.
Let's do it.
And then the audacity to think that you are going to get away with it. I can't wrap my head around the level of dumb. So you walk this thing back. For those that don't know who Jonte Porter is, yes, he is the brother of Michael Porter Jr.
This might be my favorite part, is that the very last line in every single article about this is, he is the brother of Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr.
It's who's been no stranger to doing his own stupid things.
Well, just looking around like, I'm sure people called him, right? Right? And we placed those phone calls there?
All right, so here's the statement, or at least a couple lines from this statement, from the NBA on Jonte Porter being banned from the NBA.
Faux life.
A league investigation found that Porter violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors and limiting his own participation one or more games for betting purposes and betting on NBA games. So, to wit, he gave tips, which is told endlessly across the board. Ask any player that has ever played in the NBA. No tips.
Yeah.
Endlessly. Okay. So he gave tips. That's number one.
Not just the tips.
Number two. He limited his own participation. And in that, which they're talking about, is a game on March 20th in which he left with an eye injury.
Uh-oh.
Which kept his unders down.
And he, by the way, he averaged 3.8 points per game.
Two-way contract.
In 2.7 rebounds per game in his career. So he was taking the under on like 1 point.
Well, it was combined. It was combined points, rebounds, assists. Made threes or something like that.
Was it like three?
I think it was like six.
Oh God!
And then
don't want to get too hot tonight. Got the action on my unders.
So you've got he's giving tips, which that'll get you suspended. Then he's got tanking his own, which is going to get you banned on its own.
Yes.
And then he also bet on NBA games, which is also going to get you banned. So this guy had a trifecta of absolute stupidity.
Yeah.
In a way that, okay, this is how insane it gets. He went in on March 20th. He gave tips to a bettor about his performance. And in that game, he only played 3 minutes, claiming that he felt ill. Due to the unusual betting activity and actions of the player, an $80,000 prop bet was frozen and not paid out. That $80,000 prop bet was going to pay out $1.1 million. This is as bad or worse than the Cincinnati / Alabama baseball betting scandal, where the guy went up the window literally saying, I've got a good feeling. I've got good insight on this. Like,
I'm texting the coach. Look.
Yeah. This is the same level of like absolutely asinine stupidity.
Should be known, he was not the person that placed that $80,000 bet, but somebody in on his scheme was. Does not make it any better because he was colluding with somebody who was an absolute moron. And we all know this. By March 20th, we already knew the Alabama betting thing that you just talked about, right? Where Alabama was, if you don't know, Alabama was playing LSU. A guy at Great American Ballpark Sportsbook in Cincinnati went up to the sportsbook and placed a very large bet on LSU to cover against Bama.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and he was bragging to the people at the sportsbook, I've got information. I'm texting the coach right now. It's like, oh, buddy. And so they froze that. Alabama's baseball coach got fired. Anybody that gambles has seen that story.
Yeah.
And especially if you're as deep into gambling as Jontay Porter was at this point, you know that this story. So you know a big bet on a player or a game that will not be getting a lot of action, it raises a ton of red flags.
Yes. On top of this, so that's the one they know for certain that he influenced the outcome of, okay? While playing with the Raptors G League team, the Raptors 905, Porter placed at least 13 bets on NBA games using an associate's online betting account, and they ranged from $15 to $22,000. None of the bets involved any game which Porter played. Three of the bets were multi-game parlays that included a Raptors game in which Porter bet that the Raptors would lose.
Oh, no.
You bet on your own team to lose.
That's brutal, dude.
Do not pass go. Do not collect your winnings. Go straight to hell.
Yikes.
Like, this is the kind of thing where it's not only gross, like, it crosses the holy crap level of, are you kidding me?
And that's the thing, even with Pete Rose.
He bet on his team to win.
Pete Rose said, I never bet on my team to lose. His bookie
said he never
said,
yeah,
he would always bet for his team to win, yeah, if he was betting,
like,
on
there's
on
a
the
level
Reds.
Of, like, I don't want to say honor, but there's something there that you're like, all right.
Yeah, and although he wasn't on the team with the Raptors while he was betting for them to lose,
he's still,
those are your guys.
But he's also, he is on the team.
Yeah, yeah, he's on the
organization,
right
there. Yes.
And it's akin to the Blazers and the Remix, right?
Yes. This would,
and he's,
this
he's
would be
going up and down
or Duop Reith before his contract was converted, betting against the Blazers, which would have made you money. But.
Wow.
It's at the insanity of this. I don't, let me pause with this. What's more insane, that he did it or that he thought he'd get away with it? Because I think they're both absolutely ludicrous.
I think that he thought he would get away with it with some of the amounts that were being bet.
Yeah. $80,000 parlay on Jontay Porter?
Yeah, that's asinine. But I think one thing that, like, where my mind goes in when I hear stories like this, and like when I heard the Ipe Mizuhara, the Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, right? Everybody's like, how in the world, you know, did he think that he was going to get away with this? Why would you? And I go back to, we've all been associated with somebody, or most of us have been associated with somebody who has an addiction issue.
Sure.
And whether it's substance abuse, gambling, sex, whatever it is, when you have an addiction, you don't think rationally. And you're not thinking like a normal person would, or that you normally would in any other, at any other point, right? Because you have an addiction issue. And Jontay Porter, if you're making the irrational decisions like he is making in these instances, he obviously has an addiction issue with gambling.
Or he's just
or he's
the biggest
just that
dummy.
Dumb.
Yeah.
But when you look at the volume, the amount of bets, like Ipe Mizuhara, pretty clear to see 19,000 bets.
Yeah, that's an addiction.
You have an addiction issue, and you don't know how to stop it.
Jontay Porter
leans
more towards violently dumb.
And that, look, both things could be true here. But the resolution is, we have our first professional athlete in modern times
lifetime
getting banned for life for gambling. And this is leaps and bounds above what Calvin Ridley did when he was in Atlanta with the Falcons. I mean, this goes so far beyond that, because he was betting as an injured player, not on his team, on other teams that he was not in communication with. And they were very small wagers. Like, this is big time money, trying to game the system, trying to become wealthy. I mean, if we're being quite honest here with the amount of bets that are taking place, and you're thinking, if somebody's going to put an $80,000 bet on your unders props and paying out $1.1 million, you're getting a cut of that, right? You're getting probably a pretty big cut of that.
Yeah.
And so this
But the thing is, he comes from a family that is eternally wealthy.
Yes, his brother is Michael Porter Jr.
And even
his dad has always been a high level basketball coach. Whether he was like an AAU coach, mm-hmm. then a college basketball coach at for a very short time UW, then Missouri. Mm-hmm. You know, he is a guy that their family was not one that was strapped for cash, but the level of dumb here is gonna in the NBA is sending a message.
Also, on that point, gun to their head. I think the NBA is glad it happened.
Yeah.
Because it happened with Jonte Porter and not, you know.
Kevin Durant?
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Or Ant Edwards.
Yeah.
A young superstar. You know what I mean? Like, because that's what's going to happen next.
Sure.
There's going to be a young superstar in sports that is raised in this culture, and they're just going to do it. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
And I do think there is also an element that these sorts of things have been happening
mm-hmm.
behind the scenes.
Oh,
and it hasn't
sure.
been caught because of how highly regulated sports gambling is.
Yes.
Like, that's the other thing here is that he got caught.
Because there's more eyes on it.
Because of
more
the
open.
Legalization yes. of gambling.
Yes.
You know, and to think of, you know, we've heard the stories of Michael Jordan's, you know, betting.
Millions.
No way he in the it was always no way he could have possibly bet on basketball. He was always betting on golf or mm-hmm. whatever, blackjack, just
anything.
At the tables in Vegas.
Yeah,
yeah. We saw in The Last Dance, it was that quarter game, right?
Yeah.
With the guy who gave the shrug and became famous. That in from like who's to say like Jordan would never bet against himself. We know that, right?
Yeah.
But. And there's never been anything that has been concrete that there's always the Michael Jordan had to play baseball because he was betting on the NBA and that he got a 2-year, you know, see ya by the NBA. That has never been proven,
but
never been proven. But
there's some pretty strong anecdotes out there for sure.
You look at the, well, yeah. And they even said in The Last Dance, right? Where it was like, Jordan's dad was murdered because there was that nasty rumor his dad was murdered because of Jordan's gambling debts.
Yeah.
I mean, none of that has been proven outright, right? But when things were not on, you know, federally regulated mm-hmm. or state by state regulated, and, you know, it's been easy to catch guys like Jonte Porter or Calvin Ridley or three or four Detroit Lions players that placed bets inside the facility, which is against the rules. They didn't bet on the NFL. They were betting on college, but it was within the facility of the Lions. You can't do it. The geofencing, they got them to, no, we know you were sitting in the facility when those bets were placed, right? Like, it's a lot easier to catch
gotcha.
These guys now.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to catch them now. And that's going to be the cautionary tale moving forward is you're not going to be smarter than the people that are looking out for this. Because if you're going to be giving the inside information, big bets are going to be placed and people are going to catch on.
And they hire people like that are smarter than you on purpose.
Yeah.
So that they always win and they can track this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Jonte Porter, everybody.
Mm.
Well, he's a name that will live in infamy.
Yep.
You know, he made his name. Do you think
first guy banned by the NBA?
Now, do you think he gets a shot to go play overseas? Like,
I tell you what, Shanghai loves their gambling.
Yeah, they're gonna be afraid of it. Is it gonna scare off?
I think Macau might like it. Might spice some things up a little bit.
You never know. All right, Jonte Porter banned for life from the NBA for betting on basketball and against his own team and himself.